Going across to the UK now, and the political scene there continues to be completely in flux with a new Tory leadership contest underway, criminal allegations and MPs jumping parties, seemingly it will. Nothing is certain. And to check in with the feeling on the ground, I'm joined now by Will Flockton from BBC Sussex. Incidentally, Will was formerly a Radio New Zealand producer. Hi, Will.
Hello there. Yes, indeed, it's a circus in the political field over here at the moment. It's just, we look in New Zealand at its stability a lot and we're envious of it, to be honest.
Some of the headlines, just looking at The Guardian, behold the Tory leadership candidates, all in denial, all in dreamland. And then you've got Michael Gove, who said he'd been snorting cocaine at some point in his life.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. No, this has been dominating the headlines. So basically, just to bring everyone up to speed, the Prime Minister at the moment, Theresa May, stood down officially as the leader of the Conservative Party on Friday. So it's now Tuesday. We've had about 11 people stand up and say they want to take over her job. And then 5 o'clock last night, so about 12 hours ago our time, they had to have all their nominations in, and only 10 have gone forward. So there's actually now 10 candidates for the top job, and the first voting for the job begins with amongst sort of Conservative MPs on Thursday, so another sort of 48 hours. So for the last 3 or 4 days, candidates have been coming forward and standing up in front of all the TV cameras and sort of launching their re-election campaigns and promising the earth. But the thing is, it's not a really a proper election, because it's only the Tory MPs initially to whittle down the candidates from 10 to 2. And then it goes to the Tory Conservative membership, party membership. So that's only around about, I think, roughly 160,000 people in Britain of a population of 65 million. So very, very few get to vote in this election to be the next British Prime Minister, basically. So a lot of people are sort of critical of the whole process, saying it's very undemocratic, that sort of thing.
Sounds like they all know each other, those who vote.
Well, that's the thing.
Practically.
I think half of the Conservative Party membership are over 55 already, and you know, they come from the top echelons usually of society as well. So they all sort of, you know, there is that accusations of cronyism and old boys club re-electing their favourite candidate, that sort of thing. But the most exciting bit was obviously one of the candidates, Michael Gove, who's the former Education Secretary and current Environment Secretary here in the UK, who admitted to taking cocaine 20 years ago when he was working at as a journalist for one of the big newspapers here in the UK. Now, it was 20 years ago, and we all speculate he's just sort of made that proclamation because I think one of the tabloid papers over here must have found out or been sort of given a scoop on it all, so he's sort of tried to head off that. And it's sort of just dominated the headlines the last 3 days. A lot of one or two MPs, particularly Lord Varsi, who's quite a prominent member of the Conservative Party, saying that, you know, he should be forced to withdraw from the race just because it doesn't show very good that a leader has taken a Class A drug any time in his life. But a lot of other MPs have been praising his bravery for coming forward and admitting to such sorts of things. And just in the last couple of days, they've just done another poll, and it doesn't seem to have impacted too much on his chances, I have to say. The bookies have still got him sort of, I think, in the third place in the running behind Boris Johnson, which most people will be familiar with for his flamboyant political style, and then the current Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt, who has been quite a controversial figure in British politics over the last sort of 6 years, being the Health Secretary for a number of those times. So, yeah, it's all very,
chaotic.
I say, a circus, basically. I think.
Right.
Chaotic, a circus, that sort of thing.
Well, are there any women in there?
Yes, there are. Now, there's, as I said, 10 candidates. One of the main female candidates is Esther McVeigh, she's had a very interesting political career. She actually was a television presenter for basically the breakfast television news program over here in Britain during the noughties, and then decided that, you know, and she's also, to be honest, a successful businesswoman in her own right. And then she decided to get into politics. She was elected for a constituency near Liverpool, where she's from, but then actually got voted out in the 2015 election and had 2 years in the wilderness, and only just got re-elected in 2017 when, if you remember, Theresa May went back to the constituencies to see, or back to the voters to see what we should do about Brexit. So yes, yeah, she's and she herself has been controversial. She's launched her campaign, you know, saying, you know, she wants to have proper wages for all the civil servants, that sort of thing. But she has been saying a few, well, she's got in trouble for some of her, what some people are seeing as homophobic comments, saying that, you know, it's up to parents to choose whether young people or children at the age of five to learn about sort of homosexual relationships and that sort of thing. But again, you know, she's quite high up in the odds. I've just been looking at the odds. She's odds 9-1 to win, so she's sort of fourth, fifth place at the moment. But the Wren, and then there's also the former leader of the House, Andrea Leadsom, the other female candidate, but you know, only two of the 10 are female.
Well, those are the odds, but what's the likelihood of Boris Johnson getting in?
Well, he, I have to say, it's quite high. He, before the nominations closed, he had the backing of 55 MPs who declared. So about two thirds of the sitting Conservative MPs declared who they are supporting, and he had, you know, the vast majority. I think the next one down in the list was Jeremy Hunt, who only had like 28 MPs. So you know, Boris was well in lead in terms of the MPs. But since that, a couple of very prominent other cabinet members, including Amber Rudd, who's one of our MPs here in Sussex, she's backed Jeremy Hunt, and so you know that's a big vote of confidence for Jeremy Hunt, and basically you know a lot of people do see Boris as a bit of a liability. You know, he is the one that most people see as quite flamboyant. You know, as he was the former mayor of London, and you may remember at the Beijing Olympics in 2008, he sort of went on about ping pong being the sport of Britain and bringing it back for the London Olympics in 2012. A lot of people remember him for zip wiring over, you know, doing a flying fox during a political meeting and sort of being dangling above a crowd of an audience, that sort of thing. And he has had some sort of controversy with some, you know, made sort of off-the-cuff remarks, which some people have been finding very offensive. You may remember that he described women wearing burqas as letterboxes, for instance. So he's a bit of a controversial figure. He has had a haircut, though, in the last couple of weeks to make himself look more statesmanlike, you could say. So gone is his floppy mop, and it's a little bit more businesslike, you could say. And he himself, like yesterday, he announced a big policy saying that he wants to raise the threshold of the top tax rate here in the UK. So sort of basically giving tax cuts to the very wealthy. Basically, I think it's about going to cost about £8 billion for the UK economy to do so.
£8 billion.
And, you know, a lot of people, yeah, £8 billion. So yeah,
he's got a mate in Donald Trump, though, hasn't he?
As well, yes, and that's the thing. Donald Trump came to the country last week and declared his support for Boris. So yes, it's all very interesting. And yeah,
when do we find out, Will?
Well, that's the thing. So basically, the first round of voting is this Thursday. This, again, it's just amongst MPs. They whittle it down to the final two, and they take a sort of week or so to do that. Then at the end of June, it goes out to the Conservative Party membership, again, 160,000 members. And then in the week of 22nd of July, so we've got a whole month of campaigning still to go for us, oh gosh, week of 22nd of July, it's going to be announced. So we're looking forward to that.
Have you made your choice?
Oh, well, I don't have a vote, unfortunately. I'm not one of the 160,000 members.
No, I just mean privately. If you could have a vote, well, who would you go for?
Oh, well, this is the thing. They're all a bit ho-hum. Well, see, again, Boris is the most charismatic of them and the most well-known, but, there are a lot of negatives against him. He's a bit of a loose cannon, you could say. So, yeah, I don't know if we really want him as Prime Minister. So.
Well, you might get him. We'll wait with bated breath, or perhaps not. Well, thanks so much. Good to talk to
you.
That's Will Flockton, live there from BBC Sussex Studios in the UK.